Those of you who are still in the spirit, you stay there. I'm going to give you a small teaching about God's amazing suddenlies concerning your future and your destiny that I really feel like you need to hear tonight. Okay, we're talking about miracles. God performed some miracles in some of your lives here tonight. So a miracle is when a higher or greater force exhibits a supernatural power on the laws of nature to bring about an unexplainable change in the earth, which is God's amazing power. Say that again. A miracle is when a higher or greater force exhibits a supernatural power on the laws of nature to bring about an unexplainable change in the earth, and that is God's amazing power. A miracle, then, is a suddenly. I want you to understand that God is getting ready to do the suddenlies in each one of our lives. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 says, "Now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting." God wants to do this in our homes. He wants us suddenly to hit our homes. Acts 9:3 says, "Now it happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me. And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?'" See, suddenly a light occurred. How many in here tonight are hungry for God to demonstrate more of his amazing love for you? And that is by doing the miracle that you need. We know he proved his love by sending his only son, Jesus, who became the ultimate sacrifice for us. His shed blood saved us from eternal death, but it did so much more. The word saved is a Greek word sozo, which means saved, delivered, healed, restored. It means saved, delivered, healed, restored, and all heaven has to offer. See that? Knowing that, I also have learned during my walk in Christ that he is an amazing God who fulfills many of those sozo promises suddenly. There is no one of us in here tonight that we do not need a suddenly in our life. Different areas, but we do need a suddenly in our life. And I wasn't going to give this, but God said, they need to hear this. You need to get ready for a suddenly to happen in your circumstances. Do you want God to do a sudden miracle in your life? Wouldn't you rejoice if suddenly you were set free from an addiction, a bondage, or a troublesome situation? Everybody in here tonight needs to witness more of God's amazing power. We need to all witness more of God's amazing power. Instead of us talking about it, we need to be a walking example of what God does. 1 Kings 19:5 says, "Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, 'Arise and eat.'" 1 Kings 19:13, "So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And suddenly a voice came to him and said, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?'" Wouldn't you love to have God suddenly speak to you and ask you what you were doing here? Amen. 2 Kings 2:9 and 11, "And so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elijah, 'Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?' And Elijah said, 'Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.' So he said, 'You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so.' Then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven." See, he didn't know when he was going to be caught away, but he said, "If you're with me, whenever this happens, then you're going to get what you want." Amen? And so we just don't know when God's going to do it. But if we're staying close to God and just expecting constantly, we're going to receive that suddenly. We need to witness the receiving part of divine suddenlies. We need to witness the receiving part of divine suddenlies rather than just talking about somebody else's suddenlies. And aren't you tired of talking about somebody else's suddenlies? Come on. There comes a time that we need to actually witness his power, miracles, demonstrations, breakthroughs, and open heavens. We need to position ourselves for his amazing presence and release of divine tuddlies by building great faith. And we did that tonight through praise and worship. We positioned ourselves to receive God's suddenlies, and God did give you guys some suddenlies. Amen? Come on. So I said we need to position ourselves for his amazing presence and release of divine suddenlies by building great faith. Sudden surprises. Let's look at the word amazing. Along with other words that connect with its base meaning, words such as amazement and amazed. Definitions I found concerning these particular words vary. The ones which speak loudest to me concerning God's nature are to affect with great wonder, astonish, and surprise. I would love to have my phone ring off the hook or my email being burned up, but you guys all email me or call me, guess what just happened? I just received a suddenly. Amen. So the ones which speak loudest to me concerning God's nature are to affect with great wonder, astonish, and surprise. But the definition I really like is this, a sudden surprise. A sudden surprise. God is absolutely full of suddenlies that will astound us. You know, guys, we need to understand that God wants to bless us. I just taught you that the other night. God wants to bless us. He does not want to curse us. And now he's getting you open to another area. He wants to give you a suddenly. How many years have we been going through the same thing over and over and over again, but, and you thinking it's never going to happen, but suddenly, as you get yourself prepared and as you position yourself, suddenly God's going to do for you the thing that he's been promising he's going to do. Suddenly. A certain place. The Lord is saying, my church has come to that certain place that Jacob experienced. We're there, guys. We are at that certain place. God spoke to me last night. He said, daughter, you walk under an open heaven. What is your problem? Say. So what has God told you? What is your problem? Tonight, he's positioning us for a suddenly. Now, if it doesn't come, I'm going to say, what is your problem? Amen. The Lord is saying that my church has come to that certain place that Jacob experienced. He laid his head on a rock and then suddenly experienced an open heaven. He laid his head on a rock and suddenly experienced an open heaven. You don't know, you might kneel down to pray. And all of a sudden, there's your suddenly. You know, you might walk out the door to go somewhere. And all of a sudden, in the process of you walking out, there's your suddenly. We don't know when God is going to do it. What did Elijah tell Elijah? I might got it mixed up. But he said, if you're with me, you're going to get what you want. So if you're in God's presence, if you're in that place of expectancy, you're going to receive your suddenly. I know this as well as I know I'm standing here. God is in the suddenly business today, and he wants to give us a suddenly. Genesis 28:10. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and east, to the north and to the south. And in you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know it. Surely the Lord has been near you and you did not know it. But God now wants you to know that he's there, and he wants you to be expecting that suddenly that you need. Verse 17, and Jacob was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is a gate of heaven. Then Jacob rose early, where he was just in a certain place, wasn't he? See, and what did he say? How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is a gate of heaven. So you can be anywhere in that certain place, and God can drop his suddenly on you. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city had been Luz previously. See, he even anointed the rock he laid on. We anointed that rock that we stand on. Amen? Come on. As we meditate on that word, we quickly realize even more so that Jesus is the rock. And when we can fully rest our head on him, and when we can fully rest our head on him, there's your key right there, then suddenly we can witness a spiritual breakthrough connected to an open heaven. Hear that? When we can fully rest our head on him, Jesus, who was a rock, then suddenly we can witness a spiritual breakthroughs connected to an open heaven. Do you live under an open heaven? Then you have, God wants to give you your spiritual breakthroughs. Attempting to pry open the heavens with our strength and head knowledge or doctrines and seek more revelation will not connect us to our future. Let's read that again. Attempting to pry open the heavens with our strength, our own strength, and head knowledge or doctrines and seek more revelation will not connect us to our future. I can tell you right now, I've tried all that with my head knowledge, trying to get God to do anything. But it was never, I said, okay, God, it's your will, your way, whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, I'm just a vessel. And I surrendered my whole self to him. Every concern I had, I gave to him, that he started moving in my life. We have to do that, guys. We cannot hold on to anything. Jacob saw a ladder. Ladders bridge us to what the eyes of our hearts see. Ladders bridge us to what the eyes of our hearts see. What we see with the eyes of our heart is more real than what we see in the natural. See that? What we see with the eyes of our heart is more real than what we see in the natural. We need to understand that to experience a suddenly that will shift us from experiencing natural circumstances to open heavens and amazement requires us resting in him. Say this again. We need to understand that to experience a suddenly that will shift us from experiencing natural circumstances to open heavens and amazement requires us resting in him. If we want our natural things to all of a sudden become heavenly things, then we're going to have to be totally and completely resting in him. It doesn't matter what you see going on around about you. You just say, God, that's your problem. You know how to fix it. And I'm just going to rest in you. And if he does it some way that you don't understand, you say, well, I don't understand what's going on. Well, you won't. But you let God work it out the way he wants to work it out. You let him do it the way he wants to do it. And you watch and see how he does it. And you watch and see how quickly he does it. And you watch and see when you're suddenly hit you, you'll stand there saying, really? Amen. You've been expecting it and expecting it and expecting it. And then when it hits, you say, really? Amen. Because God told me one time about Brett and Nancy, you'll be surprised how they move out of here. It will be a suddenly. Saying, so I'm just, as I was thinking about them, they'll probably stand there saying, really? So were you really expecting it or were you not? But now it's going to be a suddenly. In everything in our lives, it's going to be a suddenly. All right, other suddenlies. We are reminded of others in Scripture who experienced amazing suddenlies. One of them is Noah, who faithfully built an ark for close to a century and saw no signs of rain. Then one day, suddenly, it rained. You can read that in Genesis chapter 6 through 8. And I read that again today and I thought, God is so awesome. And he was even upset that he killed everything. And he said he would never destroy the earth again. Amen. Another account as a New Testament example is when Paul and Silas were in prison for casting out a spirit of divination while ministering in Greece. You know, so what happened here, this girl was following him around, you know, and had this devil in him, and so they cast it out. And so the people that she was working for didn't have no more money because they couldn't use that spirit of divination in her and, you know, to tell fortunes. And so they got upset about it. So Paul and Silas were cast in prison. And while in chains and shackles, they began to sing and praise God. See, while you're in your chains and shackles right now, you know, your circumstance, you need to do what Paul and Silas did. They began to sing and praise God. I believe they wanted out of that pit, but even more so, I believe they had to remain focused on God and his overwhelming love. Because it tells us that they didn't complain, they just sang praises, right? As a result, a sudden earthquake shook that place, and they were loosed from captivity. How many of you are expecting a sudden earthquake in your circumstances? I know it's going to happen, or I wouldn't be standing or teaching this tonight. Amen? Acts 16:22. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. Well, this was Paul and Silas, by the way. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. They were scared to death of Paul and Silas. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, in the midnight hour, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loose. If you go on to read the story, the jail keeper, he got all excited. He was going to kill himself because all of his prisoners were loose, and Paul yelled out and said, don't worry, we're right here. But this is the way you are. You're in a prison. Your circumstances have you in a prison. Suddenly, as you praise the Lord, and I'm believing this is why God has me doing praise and worship the way we're doing it, as we praise the Lord and as we enter into him, our suddenly is going to occur. Some of you got a healing tonight when I walked around because God told me who to touch, when to touch. So, you know, I did exactly what God said, so therefore he did what he wanted to do in you. You got a suddenly tonight, all right? Tonight we need to be encouraged. A suddenly is about to occur in your life. He is about to shake you loose from yokes, chains, and bondages. He will shake the heavens and the earth on your behalf. He is truly going to do that. You have to get that in. You have to build your faith up tonight. He is really going to do that for you. His end time army includes everybody in this room, or you wouldn't be here. There is a mighty army rising up in this hour, fully equipped to be used for his glory, and you are destined to be a part of that arsenal. Everybody in here, you've been going through so much hell, you don't know what ends up, right? You've been tested and tried and everything else done to you. God was getting you ready for this end time army. God is loosing you from false accusations from your enemy. He will prove himself faithful as he will suddenly dethrone every false prophecy which Satan and his cohorts have spoken concerning you. Let's read that again. God is loosing you from false doctrine accusations from your enemy. Every one of us in this room, the enemy has spoken falsely about us, has he not? Well, God is getting rid of that junk. He will prove himself faithful as he will suddenly dethrone every false prophecy which Satan and his cohorts have spoken concerning you. The enemy seduces our faith. When the enemy targets our faith, he lies to us concerning our identity. The result is often doubt, unbelief, and fear about what you're supposed to be doing for God. When we don't believe all that God says concerning who we are in him, we become open prey to the enemy. You have to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You have to know what he's called you to do. Because what did I say? When the result is often doubt, unbelief, and fear. When we don't believe all that God says concerning who we are in him, we become open prey to the enemy. Position yourself with divine faith now. I want you right now tonight, position yourself in divine faith, knowing that God has spoken it. It is surely going to come to pass. Yes. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, but this is a time, saints of God. And, you know, you guys are sitting here tonight. You came through that furnace of affliction. You came through your test and your trials. And the enemy can't do anything else with you. Now God is getting ready to do the suddenlies. He's getting ready to show up in your life, and he's getting ready to show himself strong on your behalf. And people are going to have to look and say, they really do serve a God that does miracles. Amen? Come on. The devil does not desire for you to have faith for a suddenly. Come on. The devil does not desire for you to have faith for a suddenly. Daniel 10:10. Then suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. This angel was sent to Daniel. That was Daniel's time for his suddenly. God, your time is right now, and an angel is being sent to you. This is your time for your suddenly. While he was speaking the word to me, I stood trembling. You know, when you stand before the angels of God, you will tremble. And when you see visions of God, you'll just stand in total awe. You won't be able to move. Why? Because God is awesome. His angelic host is awesome. And we've been talking about his glory and talking about his glory and talking about his glory, but his glory is going to drop. And when it drops, that's going to be a suddenly too. And we're going to see the big influx of souls into all the churches that God's been talking about. But how many people are really going to be ready to minister to that influx of lost and dying souls that God's going to send into the house of God? Only those who have been taught properly, and only those who have stood the test of time. This is what I'm hearing God say. And only those who have stood the test of time and have worked on their love walk. Those are the ones that are going to be able to minister to that those hordes of lost and dying people that God's going to send into the house of God. Do you know how many millions of people out there that serve the devil? I don't know how many of you are lost and undone out there, you know, because of demonic influences, but it's a lot. And you guys in here, you know, I was talking to somebody today and I said, well, you're in the deliverance ministry, so you're focused on seeing how the devil works. I get tired of talking about the devil. I get tired of reading about the devil. I said, my job is different. I'm in tune to God and what he's doing. And so this is what we each have to do. We each have to know what we're supposed to do and then increase our anointing in that area. And instead of everybody trying to be everybody else's thing, you work on your own anointing. I know what I'm called to do. I know what Brett and Nancy are called to do. You know, and I know what Nancy Willis is called to do. You know, you have to know what you're called to do, and then you seek God's face, and then you get into his word, and you increase your knowledge in that area that God is calling you to walk in. All right? All right, I said, while Daniel was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Let me assure you again, a suddenly is waiting to happen on your behalf. Get ready for this amazing suddenlies. He loves you and promises to watch over every word he has spoken concerning your future and divine destiny. He loves you. Can you get that in your spirit? And promises to watch over every word he has spoken concerning your future and divine destiny. Why do you think that the enemy is fighting you right now? Why do you think that you feel discouraged and at wit's end? It's because God is getting ready to do his suddenlies in your life, and the enemy's trying to get you discouraged where you just throw up your hands and say, what's the use? And then you're going to miss out on your suddenly. You're going to miss out on that miracle that you need, and then you're going to be standing there saying, why did I do this? Why did I give in to the enemy? I knew better. Every one of you sitting in this room tonight, you know better. When the enemy comes your way, make him leave. I can't make him leave for you. You can't make him leave for me. You have to say, devil, get out of my life. I'm not going to receive this. Are you listening? And because if you don't do that, the enemy's going to stay there and he's going to walk all over you and you're going to miss your suddenly that God has for you. Suddenly, God wants to heal every area of your body. Testimonies have you heard where people say all of a sudden God just, they heard their bones cracking and doing this and that and the other and popping and snapping, and they were totally healed from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, and they had so many infirmities they couldn't even hardly walk. This is where God is at right now in this dispensation. He wants to heal people of their infirmities. He wants to set the captives free, and he doesn't want it to take 10 years. He wants it to be a suddenly, an instant, when you least expect it. So this is why you always have to be expecting it. Because, you know, you never know when he's going to move. But don't ever be not expecting it. expect God to move in your life. I said, God, I don't understand what you're doing. I don't know how to teach these people anymore. He said, just keep doing what I'm telling you to do. You don't worry about nothing else. And see, I'm always concerned about what I need to do and what I don't need to do. And I don't need to do that. I just need to stay in tune to God, stay close to God, and do what he's telling me to do. And then just do it. When Sister Teresa got in off of her little vacation, I said, I didn't use your song service Sunday, and you're not going to do song service today. I said, I'm going to do song service tonight. She said, well, you're going to at least let me know what they are so I can sing. I said, you're not going to sing. Nobody's getting up there. She said, oh, and walked away perplexed. See, her suddenly hit her. Suddenly she didn't have to do a song service. Amen. Least expecting it. And because God is having me do different things right now. Guys, just be who you are in Christ. Just let God move upon you the way he wants to move upon you. And you can see as I'm yielding to God, you can see what he's doing. I had so many people tell me about Sunday's morning and evening service, and probably some of you are going to say the same thing about the night service. And if I wasn't yielded to God, if I was trying to be somebody else or trying to do what I think needs to be done, God wouldn't be able to move. So God's not going to be able to move in your home, in your children, or in your finances or anything else if you're expecting him to do it your way. Because he wants your faith to be built up tonight to receive us suddenly. And he's going to do it the way I don't care how he gives me my money. He can drop it from heaven. I don't care. Put it in a paper bag, right, and keep increasing it. Just do it. Just give it to me, Lord. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Give me a suddenly, Father God. So I want each one of you tonight to just really, right now, I just want you to determine your heart, God, I'm going to get my suddenly. Because I'm going to be expecting it 24/7. And I don't care how you do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. I don't care how you straighten my kids up. Just do it. Amen. I don't care how you straighten my family up. You just do it. Just give me a suddenly. You can play the keyboard if you like. Just do it. See, we always try to figure out how God's going to do it, or we try to tell God how to do it. And, all right, God, you know, you should have had it done yesterday. You know, I wasn't done yesterday, and it's still going on today. I do that every now and then, don't you all? God, I thought you was going to take care of that. Here it is today, and it's still not taken care of. Well, my suddenly isn't here yet. And I didn't have my expector out expecting to get that suddenly. Suddenly. What did God tell us when he was telling everything he was going to do a couple years ago? He said, even in the prison system, he was going to just lose people's records. You know, and they were going to be released suddenly because there was no records why they should be keeping them there. If they didn't have any records, they couldn't keep them. Are you listening? Just like one time years and years ago, somebody came to the church, and for the first time, and I prophesied to him and said, you're going to go to court tomorrow, but you're never going to talk to the judge at all, and you're going to walk out there a free man. I didn't know him. And he told me later, I went outside the door, and I laughed. I said, that woman is nuts, because I'm going to jail for a long time. He went to court the next day, and they said, sir, you can leave, because we don't have no paperwork on you. We don't know why you're here. Just go ahead and go. He has a church today, but see, God, I didn't know him, and he thought I was crazy, but exactly what God, he got his suddenly. He was all prepared to go spend quite a few years in prison. So what about you guys sitting here tonight? What do you think you're going to be doing? If you can expect God for suddenly, that whole thing can turn around. Come on, and it can be God. It's what God wants done, not what you want done, but what God wants done. And I'm hearing God say, I'm in a miracle working business. I'll give anybody in here a miracle if they can believe for it. And you know, you can't doubt. He's saying you can't doubt or waver. You have to believe that I'm going to perform that miracle for you. Do you need a new home? Believe for it. He's in a miracle working business. He's in the suddenlies. You know, I like to have a new car. Wouldn't it be nice if somebody drove up my lane with a brand new spanking new car and said, knocked my door and said, here's the keys. I'm supposed to give you the keys to this car. I don't want no used car. I like everything new. Amen. So that would be a sudden. Wouldn't that be? Trisha Teresa needs her car fixed. Wouldn't it be nice if somebody comes and says, hey, God told me you need a mechanic, car mechanic, because she wants to keep her little jalopy, okay? God once said you need a car mechanic, so I'm here to fix your car free. It or suddenly. You understand what I'm saying here? Don't put God in a box. God said he has all those promises up there in that storehouse, but the people are not ready to receive them yet. Are you ready to receive your suddenly tonight?
Yes.
I mean, are you ready, really ready to receive it without any doubting or without any wavering? Then God wants to drop a suddenly on you. All right? All right. So I wrote down here too. A suddenly is about to occur in your life. I don't know if I have it on there. He's about to shake you loose from yokes, chains, and bondages. He will shake the heavens and the earth on your behalf. God said, you people have stood the test of time. And now it's time to be blessed. So your suddenly is waiting for you. If you can just, but yet believe for it. Amen. I don't know what to do next. You've been on the floor so much, now you done dusted it all. I don't know if you want to come up or, and just stand, just receive your miracle, your suddenly. I just don't know. But just whatever you do, just receive your suddenly tonight. This is a night of miracles.